Yeah, DK says that Christ is and Buddha are both Nirmanakayas, and they have access to Shambhala and Ancient of Days. So if we get a full access to Christ, that he can channel the Ancient of Days to us. And that's where the power, and that presides over the power. Now the Christ presides over the love wisdom aspect. Love wisdom is really great. It draws people, they like it, but then those with power in the negative sense will overcome them and control them. So this is why the saints have always been prevailed against until the Ancient of Days come, because the Ancient of Days presides over the positive side of spiritual power, and he can give the lights of the earth power to prevail against the forces of darkness. Yeah.
BYU student here. When I hear Ancient of Days, I think Adam. Could you clarify who you're referring to?
I think in Mormonism, Adam was called the Ancient of Days. But now, Brigham, are you speaking from a Mormon background?
Yeah. Just
okay.
They associate him with Michael.
Yeah, the Mormon teachings are quite harmonious in comparison to the esoteric teachings. The esoteric teachings teaches that the Ancient of Days achieved liberation in another solar system, and the Mormons teach that Adam achieved salvation and exaltation on another planet and came to Earth. Brigham Young taught that very specifically, that Adam achieved his exaltation on another planet and came here. And he is our God. He says the only God with whom we have to do. And the esoteric teachings teach very similar about Sanat Kumara, that he's the only God with whom we have to do. And he came from another planet. Even tells us what planet that was. It was Venus. And it wasn't from the physical Venus, but from a higher etheric level on the planet Venus, where life does exist. Speaking of creation, we have on the physical plane, we have seven subplanes. The three subplanes is what we can all see, which is mineral and solid, liquid, and gaseous. Okay. But above this, there are four additional ethers that we can't see. Well, we can see them, really. If you want to see the fourth ether, I've showed you how to do that a number of times. You just look at, hold your thumbs apart like this and hold it against a solid background. There's no solid background here. But you put your thumbs together and you pull them apart, and you look at the empty space in between, and you will see a film extending about a millimeter away from your body. And that's the fourth ether.
Sometimes you just see a blue flame.
Yeah. Yeah, the more you train yourself to look, the more you'll see. But that fourth ether is real easy to see. It's the physical. It's the duplicate of your physical body. Everything on the earth has etheric duplicate. And the various planets all have duplicates in the other ethers. And so life on the various planets isn't always on this physical, what is called the dense physical plane. So anyway, Adam, Sanat Kumara is really the first Adam. He came here and stimulated the creation of self-conscious human beings.
Isn't that what Brigham Young said, that it was the first Adam that came, Adam which is many, there were many Adams, but Sennacherib, he didn't know Sennacherib's name, but when he referred to that first Adam that came to this planet 18 million years ago.
Well, in the book of Moses it says, Adam which is many.
Yeah.
So there have been many Adams. The first Adam was one that goes by the name of Sennacherib. And he came here 18 million years ago, far beyond the 6,000. But 6,000 years ago, there was another Adam. And I believe that was the Christ himself was the Adam that stimulated the evolution of the races 6,000 years ago. And that's why it calls in the New Testament, it calls Jesus the second Adam. It's interesting to think about. So there's been a very powerful original Adam, which is the God of this earth. And then numerous Adams which have followed, which have been to stimulate the evolution of the planet. Because there's been all kinds of destructions and then rebuilding, destruction, rebuilding. In the first chapter of Genesis, it reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, but that's a mistranslation. It should read, the earth was a desolate wasteland. It was a desolate wasteland because it had been destroyed and it needed to be rebuilt. And then when it talks about Lucifer, it says, how art thou fallen? He says, thou that had destroyed the nations. No. So this entity identified by Isaiah most likely was responsible for the destruction that made recreation and a new Adam necessary.
I think what's confusing for Mormons, correct me if I'm wrong, Quaker, but the temple ceremony, it calls out the Father and then Jehovah, Michael, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then Michael becomes Adam. And so when you're thinking of Ancient of Days, you're thinking, well, that's Michael or Adam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This kind of takes it to another level where actually Adam that it's referring to is the Father, would be the Father in the temple ceremony.
Right. Yeah.
Now, Michael, Adam, was an Adam at some
point. Our Adam.
At some point in history. But the Father of this planet, so to speak, that's the Ancient of Days, Sennacherib, or our Father in Heaven, as we think of it.
And then the second Adam, 6,000 years ago, is
the Christ.
The Christ. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's not really a second. He's one of many, but he's he points out the scripture kind of indicates that Christ was the Adam of 6,000 years ago in the Bible, but then he was also a different kind of Adam appearing as the Christ, stimulating evolution again. So it was kind of the job of the Christ, when he appeared, kind of did the job of an Adam in creating a stimulation for humanity.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that there was another Garden of Eden, right? It just means an Adam was somebody who stimulates the consciousness of the people, and it was kind of the first to do that.
Yeah, that's the book of Genesis is just kind of a composite of quite a few different happenings in our history. Yeah.
When Adam said he walked in the midday with the Lord, was that Jesus, a.k.a. Adam, walking with his Father? Remember, it talks about him walking...
Walking in the cool of the day?
Yeah, because that scripture basically proves the anthropomorphic theory that, you know, that God walks, he has limbs, so he's walking. So, but in that case, wouldn't Adam, or Jesus, a.k.a. Adam... Wasn't he walking with his Father then in the forest for a moment?
Yeah, when the first Adam was created, we're told the Ancient of Days dwells in the matter of the second ether, which is pretty high up there. But for him, it's the Tibetan calls all the ethers physical, because above this is many of the spiritual realms, which we will get into if we have time. It's hard to say, because when you read that, it's a kind of a composite of all the atoms put together, but each one of the atoms had a different experience. So, I remember what the point I was making was that when these atoms are created, they exist in a very fine substance. So if they had their focus on the matter of a higher ether, then they could have actually seen the Ancient of Days walking around and talking with them. But then when they were cast out, they didn't see God anymore in his physical body. And that's probably because partaking of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, was partaking of the lower vibration of physical matter, which lowered their vibration, so that they had to then dwell in the physical bodies like we have now, rather than the higher etheric. Okay.
Some teach that Adam means humanity, mankind.
Yeah, there's two words for man. One is the same word that's used for Adam, and the other is mankind. And so a certain amount of truth to that also.
Well, there are a lot of atoms. Atoms are everywhere. We've got one in our midst right here.
Yeah.
But we, you know, like in the, when Joseph Smith was praying in the garden and he saw the Father and the Son, that doesn't necessarily mean that that was Sennacherib or the Ancient of Days. It just means that it was a representative of a position. Could have been any father, any son, combination.
It could have been Mormon and Moroni.
Could have been Mormon, yeah.
Well, it's a chain of command. It's like the Navy.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't actually say he saw the Father and the Son. Everybody just assumes that's who he saw. But he doesn't actually say who he saw.
This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him.
This is the third version that, I guess, I don't know that Joseph Smith endorsed the third version, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's several different ones they bury
a
little bit.
So you just see two angels or two atoms.
Yeah.
A lot of atoms.
Okay, any more on that subject?
Well, I was going to say that there's also the scripture about, is it also in Daniel where it says that the Christ will give the kingdom to the Ancient of Days?
Don't know if it words it that way. It kind of indicates that in the book of Revelation, that now is the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of God and the Christ, something like that. Yeah.
Well, one other thing, in Genesis it says, male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam.
Yeah.
So an atom is any male and female connected,
split the atom,
united. Don't
until,
split no
yeah,
atoms.
Until it split the atom and created Eve from the rib, yeah, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, in the New Testament.
So in the beginning they were hermaphrodites, and then in the end we'll be hermaphrodites again.
So in the New Testament, well, I guess the whole Bible, the phrase Son of God is
only?
Jesus is called the Son of God and Adam is called the Son of God. Those are the only two.
We are
people.
Two.
But yeah. I'm wondering when you say.
Yeah, it does call Christ. Adam the Son of God in the New Testament, if I remember right. Right. Good point. Okay.
It would make sense that it's the same.
In the study of Hercules, he said, we are the Son of Man and the Son of God.
Yeah, the Son of Man who is the Son of God.